With the school year coming to an end, we thought it was a great opportunity for us at the Capitol Press Room to bother our youth political correspondent for some insights and analysis on this summer's primaries and much more. So we recently checked in with Isaac Olshan, a 15-year-old who just wrapped up his freshman year of high school in the Capital Region and has a passion for mock elections and real politics. Welcome back to the Capitol Press Room, Isaac.
Thank you for bothering me.
So I think we should start our conversation by looking at where things stand in the Republican and Democratic primaries for governor. We have some polling from Emerson College that gives us a recent snapshot of where things stand in both races, starting with the Democratic side of things. Do we have a clear frontrunner based on your reading of the polls?
From what I can tell, the majority of the polls have Kathy Hochul, the incumbent governor, as above 50%. And if she's below 50%, it never really goes below 40%. I believe that she definitely has the nomination in her future because she has the support among rural Democrats, suburban Democrats, and city Democrats especially, which is important for the primary.
Well, if I recall correctly, this Emerson poll identified that about, I think, 20% of likely Democratic primary voters are undecided, or at least were undecided in early June. If all of those voters were to break for one of the governor's opponents, say Congressman Tom Suozzi or New York City public advocate Jumaane Williams, would that be enough to potentially eat into her sizable lead and potentially catch her?
That would be assuming that all of them decided to get up and vote for this one candidate. I think that if it was just Suozzi or just Jumaane, it would be a lot easier for either of them to make a sizable campaign against her. Mm-hmm. But because her support is so centralized and their support is kind of a little all over the place, it's virtually a 99% chance that she has the primary.
99% chance. So that means 99 out of 100 times Kathy Hochul clear sailing for her.
Yeah, unless there's like some kind of cosmic fluke. Yeah.
Okay, well, turning to the GOP side, is there a clear front runner? Is there anyone who you'd say 99 times out of 100 would win that primary based on polling, including this recent Emerson College poll from early June?
Well, I am pretty sure Lee Zeldin is almost certainly going to win, almost solely due to his high support among suburban voters, and because the suburban Republicans are such a very important element of the New York Republican Party. He also has support among rurals, which is also an important demographic. I believe that Rob Astorino could mount some kind of campaign to really counteract him a little bit, but I think that he will almost certainly get the nomination.
Well, why do you gravitate towards former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino as a serious challenger to Representative Lee Zeldin? Because, jumping ahead a little bit, in the Republican debate, Zeldin put a lot of his attention on attacking Harry Wilson, suggesting he thinks that's his main opponent. What is it about Astorino that makes you think he's a serious contender?
I think Rob Astorino has a lot more name recognition than Harry Wilson, to be honest. And he hasn't been second in many polls, as well as the Emerson College poll. And I'm not even going to talk about Giuliani.
Why not?
I think that he could have been like a viable challenger maybe a few months ago, but I think his campaign has really gone into the gutter a little bit. As much as it would be fun to have a Giuliani in as a governor, but it would be. I think that it's either going to be I'd give it 80% chance for Zeldin and 20% for Astorino.
So then 0% chance for Wilson, 0% chance for Giuliani, based on that math.
Yeah.
So you don't think that there's enough Republican voters who might head to the polls, either through early voting or on primary day itself on June 28th, and say, hey, there's somebody named Giuliani. I remember Rudy Giuliani. He was a great mayor, and I like him. He was on The Masked Singer. You know, I like all that stuff. So maybe I'll vote for this other Giuliani.
Maybe 1 to 2%.
Okay.
I still think it's almost a mathematical certainty that it's not going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm curious whether you think these polls, though, that we've been talking about reflect the chatter you're hearing or were hearing at the school lunch table about these races. Did there seem to be a large consensus among your friend group that Zeldin is the likely GOP nominee and Hochul is the Democratic nominee? Is that what people are talking about?
That is not anywhere close to what my friends are talking about.
More like Harry Wilson supporters?
If I said the name Harry Wilson or Lee Zeldin at the table, they would probably look at me weird. But politics is not something that's very popular among people my age. I think that to my level of knowledge about it, it gets a little intense, but I feel like people should have some kind of knowledge of what's going on so that they can be more informed as they get older.
Well, one good way to stay informed is watching the debates, and we've had two Democratic gubernatorial primary debates already, and based on what you're talking about in terms of Hochul's chances to win, which you said 99 out of 100 times, it seems like going into those debates, all she needed to avoid was any big mistakes that might help her opponents try to eat into her lead. Do you think she made any significant gaffes or errors in the two Democratic debates, or was she pretty clean and didn't really fall down as she runs toward the finish line?
I don't think she made any sizable mistakes. I think that she probably came off to voters as the more scripted, less genuine candidate, mm-hmm. and some voters definitely saw a contrast between her and Jumaane Williams, as he came off as very passionate about everything he was talking about, from what I could tell. Swazi made a few mistakes. I think saying that he'd accept former Governor Cuomo's endorsement was a little weird. But
he was probably telling the truth.
He was, but that's not that might have not been the best thing.
Would you want him to lie? Isaac,
I wouldn't.
So,
I'm not saying that. Wait a minute.
So cynical.
I'm not saying that I wanted him to lie. I'm saying that I think he might have to rethink that a little bit.
Well, at the last Democratic debate, the candidates were asked about their go-to bagel order. I'm a honey wheat bagel guy with honey walnut cream cheese and smoked salmon. What are your preferences for a bagel order?
I like just the normal poppy seed with cream cheese. Well, I used to, but I'm dairy-free now, so.
Are there dairy-free cream cheeses that you've been turned on to?
I'm sorry. I have to go original or nothing. It just doesn't really work for me.
I'm so sorry. Well, with the time we have left, I think we should probably turn our attention to the other potentially competitive race, and that's the Democratic primary for lieutenant governor. Since we last talked earlier in the spring, we've got a new contender in this race. That's the now incumbent lieutenant governor, Antonio Delgado. How do you view this race? And with the caveat that we haven't had any public polling, at least not any public polling that I'm aware of, to indicate where things stand.
I think that the current lieutenant governor situation is something that is one of the things that Governor Hochul has mismanaged a little bit. I think that Antonio Delgado, I'm not going to say that he can't make his own decisions. He can be lieutenant governor if he wants, but I feel like it's kind of weird that he went from being a representative and having some high name recognition in his district to going to the sort of ineffective position of lieutenant governor. The Democrats are poised to lose the House in the midterm, and his seat is pretty important, and it is a swing seat. And I feel like if he stayed in that seat, we probably would have better chances of holding the seat. But to be honest, I think that Antonio Delgado does have higher name recognition among the other candidates for lieutenant governor, and he will probably be lieutenant governor. I'm not sure we're going to hear much from him in the next 4 years upon Hochul winning the nomination and then the general election.
Well, that general election is a few months away, but I look forward to checking in with you about that race when we have some time.
Sure.
Well, we've been speaking with Isaac Olshan. He is a rising sophomore. Is that the right term to use?
Yes, I think that's right.
And he's also our youth political correspondent. Isaac, thanks so much for making the time. I really appreciate it.
Sure, thank you.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.